Good evening. I'm Rick Cottam. Welcome to your Maryland. In the spring of 1778, after the British Army had passed a comfortable winter in Philadelphia, while George Washington and his men shivered at Valley Forge, a French fleet left Toulon and broke into the Atlantic, heading for North America. Its commander, Charles Hector Comte d'Estaing, had been captured by the British in an earlier war, and they knew he wasn't a man to trifle with. Suspecting that d'Estaing intended to help the Americans retake Philadelphia, British General Sir William Howe made plans to leave the city and ordered the Navy's frigates to warn His Majesty's shipping away from Delaware Bay, where sooner or later d'Estaing would surely appear. Among the frigates to receive that order was the handsome little 28-gun Mermaid, under the command of Captain James Hawker, a plump and pleasant-faced young man who had spent the last 2 years patrolling the American coast. Recently, he'd captured a prize and had on board a number of American sailors taken prisoner. Unlike some other British officers, he treated them very well. On the night of July 6th, Hawker and the Mermaid were anchored just inside Cape Henlopen, taking on fresh water from HMS Roebuck, when they heard cannon fire to the south. It was d'Estaing, announcing his arrival by capturing an American Loyalist privateer just off the Maryland coast. The next morning found the French at the mouth of Delaware Bay. The Roebuck fled. Hawker remained at anchor, hoping not to be noticed, but the French spotted him. Hawker could now flee north to Philadelphia and be trapped, or try to make the open sea. He chose to run for it. The Mermaid sailed due east, straight at the French fleet, until she cleared the Hen and Chickens Shoal. Then Hawker turned south. D'Estaing sent 6 ships after him. All through a warm, cloudy day, Mermaid and her pursuers tacked into a light southwest breeze. Mermaid was forced ever closer to shore, until at last she ran aground off Fenwick Island. Fortunately, so did the French. Hawker kept up full sail, and 2 hours later his boats pulled him off the bar. 3 of the French ships managed to get free, too, and soon they were gaining on him. As he moved slowly down the coast, Hawker threw his drinking water and all but 6 of his guns overboard. But the game was up, and he knew it. There was only one thing left to do, surrender to the Americans if he could. An American settlement lay just ahead at Sinnipuxen Inlet, where a break in Assateague Island was guarded by American militia. Behind it, on the mainland side of Sinnipuxen Bay, was Sinnipuxen Town, a thriving little community the British called a nest of pirates. Seeing the approaching sails, the Americans ran to their guns and sent several ships into the inlet. James Hawker couldn't have been happier. With the French close behind, he raised his flag for about a minute and quickly lowered it again as he glided into shore. Technically, he had just surrendered to the Americans before the French could get off a shot. Colonel Samuel Handy of the Worcester County Militia took Hawker's surrender. Because he had treated his prisoners so kindly, Governor Thomas Johnson paroled Hawker and his officers and sent them to Philadelphia. Having just put up with a winter-long British occupation, the City of Brotherly Love was somewhat less understanding and revoked the parole, but Congress soon re-extended it. Hawker then went to New York, where he was promptly court-martialed for losing his frigate. He was acquitted and went back to England in search of another command. Down in Sinnipuxen Town, the residents of that so-called nest of pirates lived up to their moniker. Saying they took orders only from the state of Maryland, the Worcester County Militia fought off all attempts by the young Continental Navy to take the Mermaid's naval stores. Maryland's Admiralty Court rewarded them with about £14,000 worth of stores, and the town rejoiced. In 1818, a hurricane closed Sinnipuxen Inlet, and Sinnipuxen Town drifted away. But today, if you drive across the Verrazano Bridge to Assateague Island and look north half a mile, you can see where a gallant, generous British captain surrendered to a bunch of American pirates, and no one got hurt. And it all happened right here in your Maryland.